Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And once more, I'm just saying this for several days to make sure that you all hear this. If you go to our website, you can listen to previous episodes of Food for the Journey, as well as other radio programs that I'll say more about later on. But I want to encourage you, if you'd like to listen to past programs, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and then click on Archives, and you're going to be able to listen to past programs. Sometimes, you know, you listen and you say, oh, I got it, but I wish I had remembered this, or wish I had remembered that, or I would like so-and-so to hear this program. Simply go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and then click on Archives, and you'll be able to listen to past programs. Really encourage you to keep that in mind, especially when you're directing friends or people that you would like them to hear the program. This is one way to access. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch. I think we're more used to hearing St. Ignatius of Loyola, who was a Jesuit priest who lived quite a number of years after St. Ignatius of Antioch. And he was Ignatius of Loyola was a marvelous spiritual director, marvelous and helpful to us many, many generations past. But today we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch. I want to say a little bit about him. According to Magnificat magazine, it gives us a marvelous thumbnail sketch. It says, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." That's from Mark chapter 9, verse 37. And it says here, an ancient tradition identifies this child. When Jesus took a little child and said to his disciples, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me," there's an ancient tradition which identifies that child as Ignatius of Antioch. Now, it's just a tradition, but it could have truth to it. That's why I'm mentioning it. Identifies this child as Ignatius of Antioch, said to have been an auditor or hearer of the Apostle John. So Ignatius of Antioch goes way back. That he was a hearer of the Apostle John. Ignatius served as Bishop of Antioch in Syria for 40 years. He was arrested by the Romans, and he was transported to the imperial capital, where he was slain by wild beasts in the amphitheater around AD 107. The fervent letters that he wrote to his fellow Christians as he journeyed to his death continue to inspire modern readers. Read the letters of Ignatius of Antioch. Go online and just put in letters of St. Ignatius of Antioch, and I think you will be greatly inspired. The first reading for this feast is from Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 5, verses 18 to 25. Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now there it is, brothers and sisters. If you've fallen in one of those areas, or you have a habit or a pattern, take it to Jesus. Ask Jesus to break the hold of that pattern. Seek help. God will give you the grace to change, because he wants you to belong to him. He created you. He loves you. He died for you. He wants you to know him and be set free. Open your heart to his grace. In contrast, the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Listen to that list as compared to hatreds, rivalry, sorcery, licentiousness, idolatry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we get so drawn by all those things I just listed. And they lead us, honestly, they can lead us into the pit of hell. And sometimes your life here on this earth feels like hell when those kinds of goals and priorities consume you. But in contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things bring peace and life and hope. Brothers and sisters, take a long look. Who are you following? Who's ruling you? Is it the Lord? Is it selfishness? Is it yourself? Is it a work of the enemy? Lying, thievery, whatever. What's ruling you? Is it sin? Or is it the desire for virtue? What rules you? Psalm 1 tells us, those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. And it's true. You take on his priorities, his commandments, his teaching in Scripture, and you will know the light of life. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. Not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Choose the way of the Lord, brothers and sisters. Be like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit season after season after season, and the work of your hands prosper. Take on his values and his priorities, or take them on more deeply, that you might do the will of God. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. You have all these hundreds and hundreds of little rules, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Look at that. You're like a grave. You're dead. When we follow the ways of the world, they lead to death. They give us momentary pleasure. They satisfy something for a time, but we're never fully satisfied. We never say, okay, had enough of that. We don't do that. We come back for more and more and more. And it destroys us. And then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us." Look at that. "By saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them, to help them." So he's condemning, so to speak, these leaders, these Jewish leaders. They're scholars. And they're much to be admired, and they have the first place and the first seats in synagogues and all kinds of things. They have all kinds of privileges. And what does Jesus say to them? What he's doing is, it's not what they're doing, it's the intention with what they're doing. They're doing it for themselves. It's their own pride that is ruling them. You don't want that. Don't let pride rule you, because it blinds you and it deafens you to the truth. The only thing that matters to you is to be self-satisfied. And that's not what you were created for. Yes, there is some self-satisfaction. Blessed be God in this life. But that's not why I do what I do. I do it because I love him. I want to do it for his kingdom. I want people to know him as I know him. I want to love and serve others so that they can come to know the God I know. It's very different, brothers and sisters. And in this time in the church when everything is up in the middle of the air and we wonder, is there anything worthwhile? Where is God in this? God is cleaning house, brothers and sisters. And it's not very pleasant at all. In fact, it's extremely painful. But God has to clean house. He has to get us, all of us, back on the right track with the right priorities and the right values. I want to say to you, if you do have the right priorities and the right values, then pray that others may gain them. Pray them the wisdom. Pray them the courage to make certain decisions, to give up certain things, that they might more fully follow the Lord. Pray for them. But don't look down on anybody, brothers and sisters. Don't point the finger anywhere. Simply get on your knees and ask God to purify you, that you may be a sign of God's love and God's hope to many, many others. That's what God is asking. That's what he wants from us. And I want to read to you just a small portion of a blessed in the church, Blessed John de Rosebrook. And I want you just to hear this point. He says, "That intention is single, which aims only at God, and in all things only at their connection with God. The single intention casts out hypocrisy and duplicity, and a man or a woman must possess it and practice it in all his works above all other things. For it is this which keeps man in the presence of God, clear in understanding, diligent in virtue, and free from outward fear." What is it? It's to know who I am and where I'm going. It's to know that I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple. I am a child of God, a son or a daughter of God, and I want to be with him for all eternity. I want the decisions of my life today to direct me toward deeper union with God. This is so important, brothers and sisters, because it can reduce our own hypocrisy when we say one thing and do another, or say one thing and think another. We're hypocrites so much of the time. But saying, I'm going to have one clear decision, that I am going to act and live today aiming only at God, and in all things only at their connection with God, that I want hypocrisy and duplicity to be cast out of my life. I want to follow you, Lord. I want to be for you. I want to serve you so that others may come to know you. That's singleness of intention. And it's the single eye of which Christ speaks, giving light to the whole body. That is to the man's works and his whole life and cleansing it of sin. Singleness of intention is the way to go, brothers and sisters. Open your heart to him. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.